Grant or deny it.
For purposes of initiating the conversation, as you've indicated, I will make a motion to deny.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All right. Then does anyone wish to be heard in favor of or in opposition to that motion?
Yes. I thanked the council for bringing this petition. They didn't have a lot of support, as we saw from the writings that came in. But I think it brings to us an issue, as Justice Hagedorn indicated. I don't know how you're going to vote, Justice Hagedorn, but that we should be mindful of. Number one, I'm voting to deny because I think this more appropriately should be subject to case law development than rule here. And that's one of my primary concerns. I think in my questioning I also voiced a concern that I noted that there was no other standard of review provision in Chapter 809. That's not dispositive of my motion, but it's informative. It leads me to conclude why here, why now. But the issue is an issue that deserves, I think, further reflection. I just don't think this is the venue in which I wish to do that.
And I would agree with Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. And one of the concerns that I had, and I think you asked the question before I could, was 809 doesn't codify any other standards of review that I'm aware of. In addition, you know, our court commissioner's memo I thought was really well done, talking about the petition being flawed both procedurally and substantively. I also agree with the fact that I think that this should be developed via case law. So I will also be voting to deny it.
Anyone else wish to be heard?
I would just say that I was sort of struck by the lack of agreement about what the law is and how we do apply it and how we should apply it.
You were?
Well, I know we've had some debates over this, but in some ways I don't feel like this petition is like the weighty debate. I think it's a different debate, actually, for the most part. Maybe it depends how you read it, right? But so I do think it reveals an interesting question of that perhaps we're pretty inconsistent in the way we think through it a little bit. I also think that there's a reasonable argument that if we... That what we're doing is not the same as what federal courts do. I do think federal courts seem to pretty uniformly and more clearly state that legal questions are reviewed the way we ordinarily review legal questions, and I'm not sure our cases are, in the way we talk about stays, or even lower courts, the way they talk about them, that there's more deference given to the legal conclusions of lower courts. So I just sort of note that. I find less problematic about codifying a standard of review like this in principle, to the extent that would be clarifying and lead to like efficient administration of justice, those sorts of things. But there's also, I think, pretty good counter arguments that, this is something that sort of develops through the common law. You know, we don't have any positive law that binds us here. We're sort of all operating in the realm of kind of, you know, an equitable judgment, in some ways, and maybe it's just best to continue debating it, but I do think it leaves some lack of clarity for the bench and bar, and that this petition at least exposes that lack of clarity. I'm not sure if this petition itself is quite ready, and given obviously the fact the majority has some discomfort with adopting it, or at least it seems like that's where the table's at. That's fine, but I do think it's an issue we may want to think about more, and I would not be opposed to further proposals, that might provide clarity, because it's not there, and maybe we'll do it through it. But there is, it is also true, I think, that usually this stuff comes up in particular cases, and at least for us, and those are not always the best times to be thinking through these things with, cold, hard, lack of engagement with something that, you know, might have other things going on in it, you know.
That was the most persuasive argument, I think, was that, you know, when we do get these cases, we are often doing so at a time when it is a compressed time frame. However, I'm not convinced that this is the time to do this, if ever, because I do think these issues do get developed through case law. And I think that to the extent that there's questions, I think those can be flushed out through different situations that we may or may not even anticipate. And I do take to heart also Attorney Goldschmidt's comment about doing this now may make it even worse and less clear than it already is. So I definitely think now is not the time. I think case law probably is the time. But I do welcome the discussion, and we have to certainly make it so that the bench and bar understand the standards at some point, if they don't already.
Does anyone else wish to be heard before I call?
I would just say my concern is what I voiced during the hearing, and that is that I just don't feel like this is fully vetted, and if they're trying to avoid a situation where we need to make a decision quickly on an issue that isn't fully vetted, this doesn't feel like it was fully vetted because there were a lot of people who later came in and sent us information and said no one ever ran us by this, and there wasn't any other support for this other than what the petitioners asked us for. I also thought your memo was very helpful, Tim. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? All right.
I think this rule petition presents an example of why this court should not be conducting deliberations on judicial matters in public. We are an outlier in doing so. 47 of the state's highest courts do not conduct their deliberations on anything in public, and several justices have just identified that this is an issue that is developed in the common law. It therefore could come before the court, and here we are talking about it in public. It's inappropriate, and I'll say nothing further.
Well, let me respond to that. We are not dealing with the substance of the petition except to say perhaps it needs clarification. But in terms of the substantive positions, the answer to the responses, I don't think that there's any detriment to us speaking to this request that we change the appellate review standard in our 809 chapter, which deals with rules of procedure. So oftentimes these cases that come to us, of course, are dealing, there's a blend, as I suggested, of procedure and substance. The procedure so vitally affects and is intertwined with it in certain situations, perhaps not all. So I disagree that this in any way compromises our ability to look at this in the future in the development of our common law.
Anyone else wish to be heard? All right, I'll call the question. All those in favor of the motion, which is to deny, raise your hand. All those opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Okay. All right, so it's 6:01, I think. And we are all set. Okay, we are adjourned.
Thanks, Tim. That was a lot of work. Appreciate it.